This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hello and welcome to another edition of WFAN Daily with your host Sal Licata. So much fuss over a f***ing ham, egg, and cheese sandwich. Who gives a sh**? I mean, think about what this is going to do now. Fans everywhere are going to be sending things to teams to sign players when they know the players are going to be there visiting, whatever it may be. I mean, it's just going to be out of control. Now, good for this kid on Twitter, the big Jets fan, who's, you know, whatever, got a podcast, I guess. I don't even know anything about it, but good for him getting the attention for a day. It was a fun thing, I'm sure. I mean, my God, is this what we've come to in sports? This is what sports talk is about, that it's about a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich on a visit from a free agent. Oh, I mean, I don't want to retire anytime soon. I don't know if I can take this anymore. I got, what, 20-something years to go before I'm going to be 45 this year, so I got to go at least 20 years, knock on wood, health, you know, assuming health. I can't talk about egg and cheese sandwiches being delivered to the building to try to lure a free agent. Creative. Fun, sure. It should not be the dominant headline of the day. So let's get back to what should matter, and that's Joe Douglas and the Jets making moves. Now, there are two sides to this. Number one, you love the aggression from the Jets, and they're clearly addressing areas of weakness, whether it be the offensive line, Tyron Smith most notably, you know, bringing in guys from the Ravens as well, bringing back a familiar face, trying to revamp that offensive line. But there are injury questions. Can these guys stay healthy? How are they going to perform a full year? And it's the same thing now with Mike Williams. And when I first heard about the visit, I'm thinking, yeah, on paper, the guy's absolutely perfect for them. Williams, though, tore his ACL last year, week 3, missed the entire season after that. And, you know, he banged up the year before that, missed, the playoff game for the Chargers, including, you know, a few games that season. So there are some injuries history recently with Mike Williams. On the field, as far as performance goes, nobody's going to argue that he's not a great fit. Red zone target, Rodgers going to make him better. It's, to me, a perfect fit because the Jets needed a veteran, legitimate, proven commodity opposite Garrett Wilson. That, to me, was a top priority. Obviously, building an offensive line is huge, but they needed to get that veteran receiver. And now, where they're at in the draft, after adding Mike Williams here, you're likely going to be able to have your pick of either the best lineman available or the best receiver available. So the Jets clearly loading up on areas that were clear weaknesses last year. Guess what, though? Too much of it depends on health. And it starts with Rodgers. it's not just the health of Mike Williams or Tyron Smith. It's the health of Aaron Rodgers. Now, you could always say, well, yeah, everybody's got to stay healthy, and that is true, whether it's the Yankees, Mets, Jets, Giants. But in football, if you lose Aaron Rodgers again, you know, with the Jets in this particular case, if they lose Rodgers, the whole thing falls apart. I don't care if they had Mike Williams. I don't care if they draft, you know, Harrison Jr., which is obviously not going to happen unless they trade up, which is not going to happen. But, you know, I'm just saying hypothetically, it doesn't matter. I don't care what receivers you have, what running backs you have, what offensive line you have. If Rodgers goes down, they're screwed. And the same could be said, man, about the offensive line. Okay, well, if Rodgers is back there, great, and he's able to be healthy. But if key guys go down on that offensive line, they're screwed. So the Jets are in a spot where you like the moves. It's exciting for Jet fans to think about them loading up in the offseason, on paper, looking good. In reality, we don't know. What could go wrong, right, Jet fans? What could possibly go wrong? Stop me if you've heard this before. Jets make a big signing. Jets make a few big signings. Load up. Ready to go into the season. Should be great on paper. I mean, the Jets should be minimum playoff team this year. Minimum playoff team this year. Minimum probably win a playoff game this year. Forget about just playoff team. Now, they have to end the drought. It's been 13 years and counting. You know, you feel like they will now, but it's March. They haven't even had the draft yet. And even when they go through the draft, we still got to go through camp and see how Rodgers feels and see how everybody else feels with all these question marks, how Williams looks coming back from an injury. A lot of question marks. Exciting, yes. But I can't sit here and confidently say that all these moves are going to work out and the Jets are going to be the dominant team that we had hoped that they would be. I love Rodgers, still question marks. Love the addition of Williams. Love the addition of Tyron Smith. Still question marks. Like the idea of revamping the offensive line. Still question marks. Joe Douglas hasn't been able to get it right yet. What makes us think he's going to get it right this year? But for now, Joe Douglas doing all that he can in free agency, and it's going to be a huge draft. Really, this draft will make or break Joe Douglas's career. Because if he hits on an impact player, specifically with 10, but even with the other picks that he has, and when I say impact player, I mean as in like now. Like you're going to need an impact player or two now to complement what you have as far as the veterans go on and you know, the free agents that you brought in. And if he does, then the Jets are going to be in good shape, make the postseason, job save, exhale. Ah, we did it, finally. And if not, then he's going to be fired and he and Robert Saleh will be looking for a job. And Aaron Rodgers, for that matter, may also be on the outside looking in as far as the Jets go if things go sideways this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
On to the Mets. How about Jeff McNeil batting cleanup? I mean, what kind of world are we living in here where Jeff McNeil's a cleanup hitter? I just don't get it. Talked a little bit about this yesterday on the show, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't care about the analytics. I don't care what the data says and all that stuff. McNeil's not a cleanup hitter. End of story. Bottom line. You want to hit him first? You want to hit him second? I'm fine with that. You can't hit him fourth. I mean, the Mets, their lineup is embarrassing with Beatty, Vientos. I mean, you know, these guys, they're fringe major leaguers at best. And I'll tell you, to focus on McNeil for a moment, and you throw in Harrison Bader there too. I like Harrison Bader, but come on. I mean, the reality is you're getting no offense from him, all about defense, even if he stays healthy. But back to McNeil, you know, McNeil's got to hit over 300 to be valuable. Yeah, he could play some second, he could play some third, he could play corner outfield. That's fine, but that's great to be a bench player, a super sub, so to speak, where he could be a guy who moves around. You know, remember the Mets loved Zobust back in 2015? They wanted him so badly, and they didn't get him. I hated the idea of Zobust. No, I'd rather have Cespedes, re-sign Cespedes back. And, of course, Zobust goes on and wins a World Series MVP after signing with the Cubs. But McNeil could be that type of player, a guy who could play second, play some third, give guys days off, play a little left, play a little right, and you get his bat in the lineup, and you hope that he hits 3, 315, 320, whatever it may be. But everyday second baseman hitting cleanup, that is way too much of a roller coaster, up and down with the batting average. You can't have that every year. 1 year good, 1 year bad. 1 year great, 1 year bad. 1 year good, 1 year bad. Too inconsistent for my liking with McNeil. What is he? Is he a 310 hitter? Is he a 320 hitter? Is he a 260 hitter? Is he a 270 hitter? And you know the power's not going to be there, and that's fine, but you want clutch hits and you want a high average. And McNeil, if he's not hitting 300, he gives you nothing. I would have traded McNeil years ago. I would have traded him after the fiasco with him and Francisco Lindor getting in, you know, in it with a rat and raccoon and squirrel. Who knows what the hell they're talking about? Hey, somebody send Jeff McNeil a Taylor ham and egg and cheese sandwich. Taylor ham, I don't even know what that is. Lastly, Francisco Alvarez, because, you know, I've been a little negative with the Mets with McNeil. I want to be positive here before we say goodbye. Francisco Alvarez is an absolute stud, and I believe is going to be, if not immediately, the best catcher in baseball very soon. In the very near future, Francisco Alvarez will be the best catcher in baseball. Not only does he got the power bat, impact, game-changing bat, he also has a cannon for an arm, and you've seen that on full display in spring training. Not only does he have the tools as far as the defense goes, you know, with the arm, with pitchers wanting to throw to him, look no further than Max Scherzer a year ago. Not only does he have that power bat, the impact bat that we talk about, he's got the attitude. And not just the attitude that is one of confidence and belief in himself. It's one of hardworking. He's trying to prove himself. And he's got the desire to be one of, if not the best. That motivation, that determination, that passion, that will, that hunger, combined with the talent, both offensively and defensively, is going to make Francisco Alvarez a star. I believe this year will be the breakout year for the once hyped, much hyped, top prospect that the Mets had in their system, Francisco Alvarez. This year, it will come to fruition to an all-star level. Francisco Alvarez will be an all-star, and I think one day he will be in the conversation for MVP. Maybe not this year, but that's how good I think Francisco Alvarez is going to be. You need to see consistency, and obviously I'm projecting a significant step up here. He's not going to be an MVP or an all-star based off of what he did just last year. I'm projecting him to do significant, you know, similar to Volpe, to, you know, take that next step. Volpe and Alvarez, both of them are going to be stars in this league. But we've talked a lot about Volpe, and I feel like I haven't talked enough about Alvarez. I really think he's in line for a major breakout season, not only for New York baseball, but Major League Baseball. Francisco Alvarez will become a star, megastar this year. All right, that does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts, and hit us up. The mailbag episode is coming this week. WFANDaily@gmail.com. We'll answer your comments, questions, whatever thoughts you may have as well. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!